Welcome, adventurers. We are the World Talkers, an unofficial Evermore fan cast. Lend us your ear as we discuss Evermore, an interactive fantasy theme park.
Stay a while and listen as we explore haunted crypts, meet magical dragons, and learn about the lives of the kindly Everfolk.
Catch exclusive interviews with cast and crew, as well as our thoughts on the incredible atmosphere, authentic set pieces, and show-stopping costume design.
Come along with us as we solve puzzles,
give advice,
and share stories. Experience a new journey as we step beyond the portal and unravel the mysteries
of the worlds in which we live.
Bienvenidos a World Talkers. Soy Daniel.
Soy Chandler.
Soy Skylar.
Y hoy tenemos algunos anuncios que queremos compartir con ustedes.
That was Spanish. Hello, everyone. I'm Daniel, joined here by those who just introduced themselves in Spanish, Chandler and Skylar.
How's it going, everyone? Long time no see.
Yep, it is. It has been a while.
It certainly has been. And I guess we wanted to put this episode out there just to kind of give you guys a bit of an update as to where we're at, what our plans are with the podcast, and what you can hopefully expect from us from the future, and what you guys can do as well to be a part of adding to the narrative that is Evermore.
I lost my mask. Give me a second.
Chandler is currently going like Bandito style. He's got his shirt tied around his face. We see the eyes up.
I'm just trying to. Anyway, so obviously you guys heard that I was employed and started working for Evermore Park. That was a really exciting move. I have tackled a lot of great things and am working with the staff there. Love my job there and really enjoy the team and everything. There's some positive stuff going on, stuff that we kind of always talked about here on the podcast, actually, of things that if we could, we would suggest changes. A lot of those changes are kind of further down the road. So while things have been changing on kind of in my sphere of the world there.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously things take time, and so there's some exciting things going on. But yeah, that's kind of the update from me, is that we saw me get a job there, and I work a lot. So kind of that's kind of what my situation mm-hmm. is. What are you guys kind of what do you guys see yourselves as, or kind of any updates from you just as we get started?
Just currently going in, a lot of what we're going to be describing here and what is happening moving forward is due to the fact that both Daniel and I work on the recently announced, interns.
Yeah.
Interns on the recently announced mm-hmm. Evermore Games Foundry team. So we are presently working on a lot of stuff there at Evermore as well, such as Realms and also the adventure modules that we will hopefully get out to people as frequently as we can, because they're fun, and we think they're fun.
Yeah. We're both really super excited about the projects that we're working on there. Hopefully you guys will be seeing some announcements about those things soon to come, but I don't know exactly when that'll be happening. When they are announced, we'll be sure to let you guys know. That way you can support your friendly CR one half writing kobolds who lock ourselves away in little dungeons to write on things for you guys.
Those were words. I didn't really understand them, but yeah. They were words.
So with all that in mind, with Chandler's position, with Skylar and I's kind of stepping into the sort of game development space with Evermore, we want to let you know that we have been, are, and always will be stalwart fans of Evermore, people that will constantly vouch for it, and we only have positive feelings for the park. And with that said, with what we're doing, and with Skylar and I, with jobs that we're working apart from what we're doing for voluntarily with Evermore, we are spread thinner than ever. And so this podcast that we started at a point in time in our lives where we did have the time to do it regularly and to get together and to write and to brainstorm and to run this little thing that we created together, it's right now, it is no longer absolutely feasible for us to do what we have done in the past. And so for that, for as far as we know, for the foreseeable future, World Talkers, an unofficial Evermore fan cast, is going to be put on a hiatus.
Unfortunately, that hiatus is currently indefinite.
Yeah.
We don't know when we will return to this, mainly because, again, like you were saying, Dan, the thing that we set out to do was to help make things for Evermore, to make content for Evermore. And now we are directly in Evermore related to that and have the opportunity to do that. As such, we want to devote our time to those products and those things even more so that they turn out even better. Not to say that we haven't enjoyed our time here on the podcast. I've absolutely loved it. It's been a wonderful joy, and it's been always so grateful to hear from all of you, our listeners, and hear feedback and thoughts and things like that. So we do appreciate you coming on this journey with us, but for the foreseeable future, we are no longer going to be doing it.
Yeah. And it's really, you can kind of look at it like us wanting to make sure that we vibe check ourselves really closely. I just had something in my throat there. Hope you enjoy listen to me clearing up my throat.
Did you get emotional, Dan?
I did. No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm going to be weeping. No, so with all of that in mind, we're wanting to make sure that the stuff that we're saying is still objective, and we want to remain objective participants in the Evermore experience. And so us kind of taking this time to pause the podcast is us making sure that we can still entrench ourselves in the world that is Evermore and figure out, all right, now where do we restart the objectivity from here? Do we feel comfortable that we can come back to doing this eventually in that same objective capacity? This is kind of our test period to see what exactly we are going to be doing for the future. So it's not that the World Talkers name is going away. It's not that it's getting deleted. It's not that our past episodes are going to vanish. We are still going to be there for your ear holes to enjoy and for you to share with family and friends and so on. But it's just as Evermore is developing, we are developing right along with it. And we're kind of trying to figure out where we fit into this new space as we are inhabiting new spaces.
And to that point, this decision was not made lightly. We took some time and we
rolled some dice.
You know, we rolled some dice. This is something that we always wanted to do and loved doing. And you know, it's just like Dan said, to make sure that not only the products that you guys develop in the Evermore Games Foundry go well, but also we didn't want to make this product less. Like, we had a standard of excellence that we wanted to hit, and we just can't do that currently in our current situation. So with that being said, kind of just to update what that means, like Dan said, this podcast, we will still be hosting it. And it can still be found everywhere.
Yep.
All of our old episodes will be available and everything. Our social media and our website, which we were so excited to announce, and then we kind of jumped into this, so it hasn't been updated for quite some while. But that website will also be we'll kind of put that on a hiatus as well, just with a post that says, "Hey, we're no longer going to be updating it.
Yeah, it'll just be a place to, you know, house the episodes and find the previous information that we had had. With that being said, there are still a lot of resources out there for you to go and find current things. I mean, obviously, Chandler runs the social media and things like that right now. So follow, like, Evermore social media, Evermore Park at evermore.com, at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I don't know. You tell me, Chandler.
Hi. I am now the park social media. Yeah. So you can find the park with the tag or the handle Evermore Park. That's pretty much across the board. We've got some great things coming your way as the official. I am speaking now as an official park representative. Some great things are coming on our way. We've actually talked about having an official Evermore podcast that hasn't been really worked out yet, but we mentioned that on our GoFundMe. So basically there's some great things coming that I'm really excited about. And you guys have been involved in the Evermore Games Foundry, which that is something that is expanding and figuring itself out as well, and mm-hmm. which is fantastic. But yeah, so you can follow the park, evermore.com, Evermore Park, in every social media channel out there. If you ever have any questions, you can actually reach out, and I am the person that will help you out with that. So,
yeah, I mean, we'd still love to hear what you have to say. So please engage with those social medias, especially mm-hmm. as, you know, Dan and I hopefully work a lot more on Evermore Games Foundry stuff and develop new products and new things. Send those in. We'd love to still chat and talk to you about things.
Yeah. Totally serious question from a totally serious muse, totally serious all the time. When's Evermore going to have a Tinder? When can I swipe right on Evermore? Oh, I just want to see what Evermore Park's interested in.
I can't. At this time, I cannot neither confirm nor deny the creation of an Evermore Park Tinder profile.
You heard it here first, folks. They can confirm it, but they couldn't deny it either. It could happen. Just download Tinder to see what pops up there. Evermore Park, maybe someday, who knows? Probably not. But very good. So like, no, but now totally serious, back to totally serious. Daniel is totally serious all the time. Just like what Skylar was saying there earlier, still get engaged, still interact with the social medias, have your voice out there, share it with your friends and family. That's kind of always been one of our objectives for this podcast, is to make sure that we give a voice to the park through us, and then we also give a voice to the viewers or listeners of this podcast who might not know exactly how to express what they're feeling about the park to others. And they can say, hey, these nerds kind of condense it down into these accessible hour-ish long episodes that my father, who's in his retirement home, can totally understand it. He'd be down to listen to. Who knows? It was that we wrote all of that down as one of our objectives. And maybe it can be for you too. So if, with all of this in mind, as we go into this hiatus space, this is a great time, you'll probably be seeing this on social media as well, that more and more people are posting about Evermore, more people are getting involved, more people are creating accounts based around Evermore, and you can add your voice to that. You could start the next Evermore podcast that's, you know, run by the fans and has that objective voice. You could be a part of that. And so if at any point any of you are listeners, you can feel free to reach out to us and ask us about our approach, how we felt about things, how did we approach grabbing our mics and our setup and those sorts of things. And we'd be happy to share kind of our stance on some of the things that we did to make a sort of grassroots small podcast based around supporting a local business. And if you're into that, hey, again, we're happy to talk to you about it. But I mean, otherwise, I think that's really about it. We're going to be going on hiatus. We still love Evermore, and we want you guys to love Evermore too, and make things that inspire people to love it as well.
One note here, we just want to say thank you so much to our wonderful Patreon patrons there, that you guys have supported this and allowed us to create in ways that we weren't expecting. We did a lot of trial and error, and we found things that did work and didn't work for us. And we just want to say thank you so much for supporting us, either by listening, by donating, and supporting us on Patreon. Just a note there, we will be also pausing and actually closing that Patreon down for that time for during this hiatus.
Yeah. If you're again, just thank you so much. Like, we can't say how much we appreciate you. And seriously, take the call to action that Daniel has placed here. Step up, make something exciting about Evermore. We, the park and us, just ourselves, would love to hear your feedback, especially as we're stepping more into a creative space. I want to know how you enjoy the things that we create and your opinions on Evermore, especially as it's constantly changing and updating and going through its ways. It's just great. And thank you to all the other content creators out there who are already doing this. Like, thank you so much for being a part of that community. We just want as many people as possible to become a part of that and to enter that sphere of creation. It's very rewarding.
Yeah. Not to mention, I mean, if you do become a creator, you'll be working personally with me, because I, as public relations lead at the park, I am the liaison between our local creators and kind of those micro influencers or influencers that, you know, have a big impact on our fan base. So you'll be working directly with me, and I would love to have you. So please do so.
Yeah.
And so I think that about wraps it up here for us. So from all of us at the World's Talkers, we look forward to making worlds with you
beyond the portal.